Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Last week, so many different things were going on that it was difficult for me to pick one of them to do a podcast on. And so instead, I thought I would just do a little potpourri. The biggest news last week on the animal front was that I took both Ollie and Wit into the clinic for appointments on Wednesday. After doing very well through the fall and early winter, I noticed in January, I just had a feeling that Wit was starting to lose weight. But I really couldn't tell because I'm always around him. So I decided to wait until I came back from Florida because then I would have been away from him for 4 days and I should be able to pick up any difference then. And when I came back, it was obvious to me that he was definitely losing weight again. I made an appointment for him, but the day of the appointment, we had a huge snowstorm, so I had to reschedule it, and that's how we wound up going last week. I left him there for blood work and x-rays of his chest because he's started this unproductive cough with a god-awful cry that cats make that I associate with old cats who are thinking about dying. And I wanted to know what was going on in his chest. Turned out that his heart is grossly enlarged, and he's hyperthyroid again. The other half of his thyroid is going. But there's no way he's going to have surgery. He couldn't survive it. And so now the whole focus is on pretty much palliative, keeping him comfortable. He has two prescriptions. One is to damp down the activity of the remaining thyroid tissue he has. The other was to slow down his rapidly beating heart. Unfortunately, the heart medication makes him sick. I've tried twice, both times when I've given it to him. He's developed diarrhea and stopped eating. I didn't consider that a good quality of life decision, so for now, he's just on the antithyroid medication. And he's eating well and still catching rodents. And so we're going day by day. Ollie went in to be relieved of his testicles. It was a difficult decision to make. I liked it much, much better in the old ignorance is bliss. Responsible pet owners spay and neuter their pets days, but so it is. I picked both of them up the same afternoon, and I have to admit, there was a part of me that was saying, well, at least Ollie will be sleepy, and maybe I won't have to put up with all the carrying on and the dogs playing and banging around and all of the things that Ollie usually gets him wound up doing. Well, he must have been in quiet, I would say for maybe at least a half an hour after I brought him home, and then that was it. And he hasn't stopped since. And just watching him, and also watching Wit, made me think what wonderful, wonderful role models animals are when it comes to dealing with physical problems or discomfort. They just don't have all the hang-ups about it that we do. They don't take it personally. I think that's one of the most valuable lessons that we have to learn from them, is how to deal with adversity. So that's been our week here. The only other thing that happened, I don't know if I mentioned before, but for over a year now, probably almost even 2 years, I've had one guppy in a 55-gallon aquarium. My goal was that when that guppy died, I was going to pull the heater out of the aquarium and switch to goldfish. And the reason for that was because of the weather we've been having. I periodically lose power, and when I lose power, the heater in the aquarium goes off, the pump goes off. It stressed the guppies, and the guppies got sick, and then they would die. So I said, enough is enough. I'm going to replace them with goldfish. But I had that one guppy left, and I just did not have the heart to flush him. You know, I just couldn't kill him. And I told myself, well, how long can a guppy live, for Pete's sake? I mean, I had already had them several years when the final big die-off occurred. And as I said, that was over a year ago. And he was still in there. So I came back from Orlando, and there was no guppy. And I couldn't find him anywhere. But he is, I mean, guppies aren't that big, and there's a bunch of rocks and stuff in there. So I figured he just died somewhere and, you know, rotted or whatever. So I went out, and I bought 5 goldfish. I pulled the heater, and I put the goldfish in, and the goldfish were swimming around. And I said something to John, who took care of the house and the pets while I was gone, about the guppy. And he said, no, he said the guppy was there. He said, I saw the guppy there. And I said, well, I couldn't find it. And then I looked in the aquarium, and there's the guppy swimming with a goldfish. And he's been swimming with them ever since, in the tank without the heater. And he's perfectly happy. And the goldfish are happy. So I don't know if he's some kind of a super guppy or what, but the heater's gone, and the aquarium doesn't look quite so forlorn. And all is well in the little house on the hill.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.